This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. In the next segment, fourth hour, we're going to have Leanne McAdoo and Owen Schroyer are going to be joining us to host the fourth hour. In this last segment, I wanted to talk a little bit about the CDC and also about the issues that we see with RFK Jr. crossing the lines to work with Donald Trump on a very important issue, and that is the abuses of the CDC, specifically towards vaccines. He was very critical of the CDC in terms of vaccines and what they're mandating to people. And also, at the same time, we see Allison Young, who works for USA Today, she's done a series of reports on the problems with biological operations, biological warfare, what they're developing with that, and the lax safety at the labs where they're doing this, especially at the CDC's own labs. And as she's repeatedly pointed out, she's got another article here, the CDC keeps secret its mishaps with deadly germs. She said the CDC's facilities are among a small group of biolab operators that have the worst regulatory histories in the country, receiving repeated sanctions under federal regulations. Think about that. The CDC itself is among the worst of the safety of the biolab operators. She said they've faced congressional hearings. They've had secret government sanctions. Secret government sanctions. See, they don't want the public to know how dangerous they are and what they're doing. So if they're going to hide these problems that they have at their biolabs from you, do you think they would hide the problems that they have with vaccines when they have a profit motive in that? See, that's the issue here. What are they hiding from us on all these issues? They have sloppy safety practices. They keep secret large swaths of information about dozens of recent incidents involving some of the world's most dangerous bacteria and viruses. She said CDC scientists apparently lost a box of deadly and highly regulated influenza specimens. There's the latest one. Experienced multiple potential exposures involving viruses and bacteria, according to heavily redacted laboratory incident reports obtained by USA Today. See, when you get an under FOIA request, they redact most of the information that's in there. Several reports involve failures of safety equipment. In one, a scientist wearing full-body spacesuit-like gear to protect against lethal, often untreatable viruses like Ebola had their purified air connectors suddenly disconnect again in one of the world's most advanced biosafety level 4 labs. That's the most dangerous substances that they're controlling there. And so she said the CDC would not answer USA Today's questions about specific incidents which occurred at the agency's lab facilities in Atlanta and Fort Collins, Colorado from 2013 through 2015. Do you think maybe we need to audit the CDC? Not just the Fed, but the CDC? Yeah, of course they should be audited. We ought to audit all these pseudo-government organizations. They pretend to be government and they're private. Okay? Let's audit these people. Let's find out what's going on. Let's find out what's going on with the vaccine stuff. They're hiding this. They're messing around with Ebola at these level 4 safety labs and then redacting the information, keeping it secret. Even though they're getting sanctioned and penalized by the Congress, they don't want you to know about it. Meanwhile, I got this report handed to me from Kit Daniels. The Washington Post has got a report from the CDC, and guess what? They say the real threat to your health is living in the country. You should live in the city. You see, they say rural Americans are more likely to die from the top 5 causes of death. Here's the Washington Post dutifully reporting the propaganda from the globalist elite. The globalist elite who want you to be living in the cities, part of the Agenda 21, also selling you the climate change stuff, also selling you Dieselgate. See, these are all interconnected. And they want to tell you that you're at more risk living in the country than you are living in the city. You know that's not true. That's never been true. It was Thomas Jefferson that said cities are a threat to the health, the wealth, and the liberty of mankind, and nothing has changed. You know that from your own personal observations. And yet, you have all these people who are all together on this Agenda 21 that they're pushing on everybody. People like the CEO of Lyft, who is an urban planner. All the urban planners are telling you the cities are utopia. It's the suburbs and the rural areas that are bad, and it's the cars that get you there that have to be shut down. You need to be staying in the cities. We need to take your transportation away and keep you confined in those cities for your own safety.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Had it been the sweet Paris air permeating the night? The intoxicating way her beauty had overtaken him? Whatever the case back then, Jordan Dunleavy is still in love with the memory of Lauren, the woman he'd lost so many years before. In Bookstore on the Seine, The Journey of a Conspiracy Analyst, author C.L. Hendman ties conspiracy theories, mystery, irony, and romance into this stimulating novel that masterfully interweaves the past with the present. Available on Amazon and Kindle and at bookstoreontheseine.com. That's S-E-I-N-E.com. bookstoreontheseine.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as rivals green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo with you, and we have stacks of news. We were just trying to shuffle through all of it before we got on air here. And the big thing that I want to start with here, Leanne, is everything that's going on Capitol Hill right now. It was a wild week on Capitol Hill. I mean, truly amazing. I don't know if there's ever been a more entertaining week on Capitol Hill certainly in my lifetime. For someone that tunes into C-SPAN regularly, C-SPAN is normally kind of boring. Not this week. Plenty of entertainment to go around. Now, the big story, Leanne, yesterday the House votes on the blueprint of the budget that will allow government to gut Obamacare. Today they started debating and they had a vote in the Senate. It was very fiery, as you can imagine. The Democrats are all crying. And, you know, here's the one thing. I got some points I want to talk about. I want to hear from you on this, too.
You know, they all, we need a plan. We need a plan. It's like, okay, yeah, we need a plan. We're not going to come into this, obviously, with nothing. But they have this weird attitude where it's like they really think that healthcare is not going to exist. They need some new plan. And I'm sitting here scratching my head. I'm like, why don't we just go back to what it was before the Affordable Care Act? Is that like too simple that people can't even wrap their head around it or what?
Right. And Donald Trump and others have made it known that they like some of the provisions in the Affordable Care Act. Obviously that you can't, they can't deny you coverage if you have pre-existing conditions. They're going to keep that regardless of what new plan they come up with. That is something everyone can agree on. But they're just going to open up to a little bit of competition so that we can actually get these prices down. And Donald Trump's plan that he put out there was opening it up so they can go across state lines.
Provide a little state competition.
Yeah, exactly.
Which is kind of nice,
too. A
little
healthy competition.
Exactly, exactly. And kind of just to recap how the whole thing has gone down, yesterday when they were finished debating and they were having the vote in the House, or I'm sorry, in the Senate, I couldn't believe this. And I don't think I've ever seen anything like this, and people, pundits were writing about it. But the Democrats who were voting no on the proposed budget that would eventually gut the Affordable Care Act were up there trying to debate, or they were lecturing everybody that was in the hall at the time. And every time the presiding officer over the hearing had to slam his gavel and, you know, tell the person, hey, we're not debating here. This is a vote. You are wasting everyone's time. And I saw it again today. This was going on as the House was deliberating on this before the vote. It's just like Donald Trump with the media. These petulant children, as you have been phrasing it for a while, now are having to be scolded like right. petulant children. It's happening on the Hill. It's happening in the media. It's really amazing
it's
to see.
About to be happening at the inauguration with you know, celebrities and scientists and all, you know, activists and all sorts of people that just cannot stand the fact that Donald Trump's going to be the president.
And we're going
downhill, I guess.
We're actually going to talk about that because we've got some news on that. Obviously, we're going to be at the inauguration. Mm-hmm. This is the place where you want to get the coverage, folks. We're going to be on the streets. I'll just leave it at that. But, you know, here was some irony that I found in this. So the Democrats, a lot of them oppose Mattis being allowed to serve his position because of the military rulings there. It has to be a citizen. Technically, he's still with the military, but they're voting on a waiver to get that. Looks like that's going to pass. But there was a lot of opposition from the Democrats. And
right.
Here's the funny thing. They're sitting here complaining about how they want to see a plan as what the Republicans are going to do with the Affordable Care Act to replace it, which, again, actually Republicans, time and time again, they bring this up and the Republicans on the floor say, here's the plan.
They literally
shake the binder with the right. plan, and they still say, we need a plan, we need a plan.
But the Democrats need to put out that fake news that they have no plan, and they just want to take it away and stop your grandma from having health care.
But get this, though.
Fake news out there.
Look at this complete hypocrisy and irony. They offer no replacement for Mattis. So they're up here complaining about how Mattis cannot serve, but they offer no replacement. Oh, but we need a plan. I need a plan. Show me the plan to replace Obamacare. Show me the plan. Oh, actually, here's a plan. Actually, the woman's name was Diane Black. She's from Tennessee. And every time one of these Democrats would come up from the Senate today and say, I need to see a plan. I cannot just have all these people with health care just go in with no coverage. I need to see a plan before we can move forward. I can't believe Republicans would even suggest such a thing without a plan. And then Diane Black, for like the fifth time in 30 minutes, goes, yeah, here's the plan right here. We have binders, a lot of plans. People, Donald Trump has offered plans. We have state competition. Next thing that comes up, I need to see a plan here. I cannot believe the Republicans. It's like what is going on?
Talking points, and it does not. Their total disregard for the truth. They've been given the talking points that the GOP has no plan. They have no plan because that allows, you know, the people here, the American people, to get the little chitter chatter on Facebook and, you know, fight with everyone. Well, they have no plan. I mean, it's just
which they buy completely, obviously. Just like, well, we don't need to go down the dossier. Just like they bought that.
Exactly. Well, anything they can to just stymie Donald Trump becoming the president. And so they, the Democrats have obviously gotten fairly hostile in their posture to just totally resist Donald Trump. But the Daily Caller points out how if anyone should have been able to be stopped as far as Donald Trump's appointments. It should have been Jeff Sessions, but he almost certainly is going to become the attorney general. I mean, they levied all sorts of racist charges against him, at least allegations of racism. So he actually had a failed confirmation once before. So, you know, the fact that they weren't able to even stop Jeff Sessions, that kind of shows how impotent the Democrats are to stop Donald Trump.
Well, and they just don't have the numbers. They're just flat out, the math just does not work out for them right now when it comes to these votes. Certainly the tears outweigh on their side, but unfortunately that's not what measures the vote. Now that we were talking about the dossier, this was truly unbelievable, folks. I don't know if you saw the story in Salon, Leanne. This is
I don't read
Salon gets even worse and worse every day, and it's amazing. It's actually quite an accomplishment to be able to say that for Salon. What do we know about Donald Trump's outrageous dossier? Almost nothing. Well, almost nothing. Actually, we know a lot about it. It was fake, and we know who perpetrated the false narrative. But Salon clearly knows nothing, except that it exposes his most serious weakness. Trump got this far by smashing political norms. Yeah, thank God. Now he's left with no real friends, even though he has thousands, 20,000 people at every rally he goes to, and little political capital. He's the president of the United States. Salon lives in complete rejection of reality. They go on, Leanne. For an ordinary politician who pretty much plays by the rules, an unsubstantiated story of such salaciousness generally would not even reach the public. They're blaming Trump! Can you believe this? They're actually blaming Donald Trump!
Well, it's like, we see how, you know, the stories that should have tanked Hillary Clinton decades ago, really, how they have never made it to the surface, her and Bill, because the media is there protecting them. So you can see how the media, when they're not protecting you, they're just going to go and take these salacious allegations that they even spell out. You really shouldn't believe this. This probably isn't true, but we're going to put it out there for you anyway. That's the difference when you have the media hacks on your side versus not.
And then it finishes the little story here talking about credibility mattering. Salon, who stands up for pedophiles and blames Donald Trump for a despicable dossier against Donald Trump.
And I love also, too, now the new news that now the new thing they're putting out is this ex-British intelligence officer who was gathering all this intel. He's James Bond. Like that's the thing. He's James Bond. How dare you question?
He's lame
intel.
Bond. It's just a total failure.
Oh, it's just so frustrating.
Now here's the thing. I don't know what it was. Some sort of a moderator or administrator for 4chan actually talked to Michael Savage yesterday, and they're claiming complete responsibility. They're like, we planted this. We wanted to see how far it could go. Now, that's what I said yesterday when we were talking on the nightly news, and I'm not sure if that's completely substantiated yet or true, but it certainly had something to do with it.
Well, it's funny because then you have, like, Anonymous tweeting out, you know, that, I mean, they're all for this dossier. They say it's true. They say the Russians absolutely have something against Trump. And so there's, like, kind of this coup going on with the hackers, so...
All right, you know what? I want to get into this story on the other side about the Chinese state media and Rex Tillerson yesterday. But to finish out this segment, Leanne, let's talk about this story. Scientists race to develop vaccine for the plague amid fears terrorists could use the medieval disease to kill millions. Now, I'm sitting here, I'm scratching my head. In this story, it's out of the Sun. And, of course, you know, you kind of face this when you're in the media, when you think about what to report or what to say. For example, them talking about basically how terrorists could use this bacteria to kill millions of people. And I'm sitting here like, well, boy, I hope a terrorist doesn't read this.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Who knows if they have the capability or the capacity, but...
A couple years ago, they actually sort of spelled out exactly how a terrorist would be able to take the plague and develop it into... And you're
it's like they're begging for it.
Wow, you actually just spelled it out and let them know the exact means by which to carry this out. Yeah, it's almost as like... Oh, I hope a terrorist doesn't get their hands on that.
Yeah, like Hillary Clinton's open email server. Oh, I hope nobody hacks the open server I have over here that donated millions to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, well, and that kind of tied in for me. For some reason, I was thinking about the, you were talking about those, the little drones that the military
the miniature, the macro, micro drones?
Yeah. So talk about a way
swarm
to...
swarm of them.
The drone swarm.
It's like a locust.
Yeah, it's like a locust swarm of these drones, which are constantly being warned that these could be reverse engineered, that the terrorists could get their hands on them, and then think about just attached to a weaponized plague.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, it's amazing. I mean, I lived in St. Louis. I don't know if this happens in Texas, but the locusts come out every 7 years or whatever, and there's swarms of them in the air. That's what these drones look like that you're talking about. But I don't know if, you know, terrorists have the capacity to create a bacteria weapon. I do know that companies have the capacity to mass produce and mass sell vaccines, and they love doing that. More of the Alex Jones Show, Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo on the other side.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America. He's always defended the Second Amendment.
Let me just read a little thing here from Agenda 21. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to sit well down my way at all. It ain't gonna set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall revere.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government, theatrical screenings on demand, DVDs now available, starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo with you. And it has been a crazy week on the Hill. The inauguration is next week. We will have all the coverage. We'll be on the streets and bringing you all the up-to-date footage, protests, news, whatever's going on. And we're actually going to get a lot more into that into the next segment. We've got some developments with the Trump protests, some more disgustingness coming out of the anti-Trump people. And also a very interesting and important move out of the D.C. National Guard that we're going to cover as well in the next segment. But this segment, I want to talk about this. Chinese state media tells Donald Trump's team to prepare for military clash. Now, this story is coming out of a Chinese tabloid, so how much, you know, gravitas you want to take out of this is up to you. But there is actually something behind this. I'm going to explain this. It says the U.S. should prepare for a military clash, a state-run Chinese tabloid newspaper has warned. Less than 24 hours after U.S. Secretary of State nominee Rex Tillerson appeared to call for a blockade of the South China Sea islands is when the story was put out. Now, this is the key here, Leanne.
Mm-hmm.
So Rex Tillerson, in his hearing yesterday, obviously had to go and answer a lot of questions. And I'm not sure the exact nature of the question that was brought up that led to him talking about the situation in the South China Seas. But basically, he brought up the situation, how there's turmoil and tension in the South China Seas. There's territorial battles going on.
Right.
He talks about how the Chinese are essentially building their own islands out there, laying stake to those, you know, militarizing those islands. It's kind of an unprecedented move, honestly.
Right.
But also, it's a move that is making the other countries in the region not too happy about it. But there's something that they didn't talk about that's very important here that Rex Tillerson knows damn well, okay? Trust me. Now, the territory battle in the South China Sea goes beyond just territory.
Right.
There is actually a ton of oil in this region and a lot of oil exploration going on.
Right.
So this territory battle also has a lot to do with claims to the energy that's coming out of the South China Sea. And again, Rex Tillerson knows this, folks. Trust me.
Oh, yeah.
He knows this. So this is something, to me, Leanne, that is going to be kind of ongoing developing. Tillerson obviously knows this. They didn't really touch on it in the hearing yesterday. But what do you think? I mean, is China – because and they actually mentioned this in the story, how if the U.S. Wants to stop what China is doing in the South China Sea, they essentially have to send physical troops there, send ships there. I mean, it would have to be – a physical hot war if they actually wanted to stop this. I mean, is this what we're looking at here? I mean, we've been looking at the Russians.
Right.
Maybe we're ignoring a bigger fish here with the Chinese. Of course, Alex has been saying that.
Well, the Chinese military has already been making some really aggressive posturing this week as well. This was even before Rex Tillerson made that statement. So, yeah, they're definitely trying to lay claim to those islands there because I guess these are islands that kind of have only just come up to the surface, sort of formed in the last, you know, however many decades. So no one had really laid claim to that territory, and it's absolutely resource rich, and they are willing to go to war over it. And so what is the U.S., what can the U.S. really do at that point?
Well, and, well, what the U.S. can do, well, or what the U.S. has done in the past is use the military-industrial complex, proxy wars to kind of politicize those regions so that they can bring in their oil executives to come take that energy and then
right.
filter that profit to whoever plays the
over,
game.
You guys are fighting over this, so we're going to take it away from you.
Right, right.
We'll divvy it up fairly, believe me.
So it should be interesting to see what goes on with that. But that's kind of the untold story within the story is all the oil and the energy to be had there. And I'm just going to say this.
Yeah, we're supposed to have all eyes on Russia, but
right.
really, what about China?
And I'm just going to say this about Rex Tillerson, and I'm not going to go too deep into this. You can take what you want from this. But I think at this point, Rex Tillerson to me is either a globalist implant and perhaps a danger to the Trump administration or an absolute neutron bomb against the New World Order. I think that he's one of those two right now, and I'm going to be keeping my eyes close to Rex Tillerson because I actually think if he's the neutron bomb against the establishment, against the New World Order that he could potentially be, I think his life might be in danger just as much as Donald Trump's, Leanne, to be honest with you.
Well, I was reading an article in Breitbart. They did some pretty fair coverage, just kind of making fun of the fact that all of the news was focused on this fake dossier that they really didn't tear apart Rex Tillerson and a lot of the things that he was saying, because he didn't prove the skeptics wrong by proving that he was going to, you know, be a good man and choose the moral high ground over things. He put himself out there as his international relations experience is business, and that's what it's going to be about for him.
Well, and it was amazing, too, because him, Tillerson, and Pompeo went along with a lot of the establishment talking points that had a lot of people worried. So I'm wondering if they're playing possum or if Trump really means it when he says, think to yourself, I don't know. More news on the other side, specifically regarding the inauguration. Owen Schroer, Leanne McAdoo, Alex Jones Show, fourth hour.
Specifically.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroer, Leanne McAdoo with you. We've got two segments left here in the fourth hour, and I've got a special right now. DNA Force is 10% off right now at InfoWarsLife.com, InfoWarsStore.com. DNA Force is one of our flagship products. It's one of our most advanced products as well. And this is one that I was talking about the last time, I believe, I was on the Alex Jones Show here. You're going to start seeing these ads on television talking about telomeres and how this can extend your life, extending your telomeres. Well, this is something that InfoWars Life has been doing for a long time. Dr. Group formulated DNA Force I believe it's over a year old now. I've been taking it for a long time. I take one in the morning. I take one at night. It's one of my favorite InfoWars Life products, but it's 10% off right now. But this is a groundbreaking, super advanced product, DNA Force, right now, folks. And I'm telling you, they're going to start talking about this in the mainstream now, how telomeres are the secret to living a longer life. And, well, we already had this. We knew this for a long time. That's why we're the groundbreaking products at InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, there's all kinds of other products there to go check out. They will improve your health, improve your life, to make your bodies great again special is what is going on right now at InfoWarsLife.com. But that DNA Force, folks, that is a serious product we offer for you. And I promise you, you're going to start hearing about these telomeres more and more. Just know, if you want to protect your telomeres, InfoWarsLife.com is the place to go.
And we don't water our products down.
No.
That's something if you want.
Fully juiced.
Yeah.
High energy.
Even your high brand expensive ones out there don't even have high quality.
It is amazing. I mean, Alex, and actually I think David was talking about this today too. The days when I don't take all of my InfoWars Life products, all the supplements I take, the mornings I don't take that, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it by noon. And then the days where I do, I feel great all day long. But I'll tell you what, who doesn't feel great right now, and that's Madonna. Well, come on.
Baby's blood is doing her all right.
Look, Madonna said that Trump winning was like a bad breakup. It's been really tough for Madonna, folks. But she's not done. You know, her meltdown continues to spiral out of control. And it's you know, you thought that she reached a new low when she offered a little fellatio in order for you to vote for Hillary Clinton. Nope, it's gone lower.
Get out the vote on that.
It's gone lower. No, it didn't work. Most people, unfortunately, did not want fellatio from Madonna. But now, on Instagram, she has shared a public hair. Public. I don't even want to say this. A pubic hair. A pubic hair photo with the Nike logo saying, "Just do it." And, of course, she is referring to protesting Donald Trump's inauguration. And this is part of the Women's March on Washington. They're expecting over 200,000 people at this march. And Madonna says, with her pubic hair, just do it.
Show up. You got to protest. Hey, I'm not going to tell everyone what you told me in the room earlier.
Why do you got to say that?
let everyone know how you really feel about Madonna.
Look, but, Madonna, here's the thing.
What's your favorite Madonna song?
I can't say a favorite Madonna song. I can only tell you a favorite Madonna album. But I will tell you this. I am glad that when I went and I went to her concert, I'm glad I ended up not touching her. I was close. I almost touched her hand after reading this story and hearing her offer fellatio for a vote. I'm glad I did not touch Madonna at that concert. But it's just incredible. You know, who in their right mind? These people aren't in their right mind is the correct answer here. So I guess it's a trick question. But who in their right mind puts out a pubic hair shot? This is like J-Lo literally bending over, putting a microphone up to her butt, and then sitting here complaining about how Donald Trump objectifies women.
Right.
What?
Yes, that's... Well,
you just put out a picture of your private part.
Your hoo-ha. It looks like it has like one of those fake mustaches cut out on it.
I'm not going to talk about the actual...
picture itself. You can go to InfoWars.com and check out the article. But this is just, you know, one of the women that's supposed to show up to this.
Katy Perry will be there.
Katy Perry, Lena Dunham.
Oh, whoa. We said women.
This is true. Meanwhile, we do have another actress, Nicole Kidman, kind of speaking out saying, hey, you know what? It's time for America to get behind the president.
But you know what, though?
Get over it.
I'm sorry. I got to cut you off here because I want to get more to the bottom of this, Leanne.
You're still in the story.
Well, no, but beyond Madonna, though. Okay, so you've got all these women. They want to march on Washington, all right? And this is what they're saying. They are saying they want to send a bold message to our new administration on the first day in office that women's rights are human rights. Is anybody disagreeing with that? Is there some sort of a uprising against women's rights that I'm missing?
Well,
you're a woman. Am I missing something?
Well, that goes back to the fake news where they have to put out that narrative that the Republicans don't have a plan to replace Obamacare, even though they have at least six different versions of six different plans. But they also have to put that out there that Donald Trump is going to you know, round up your grandma and put her in a FEMA camp, and that he's going to do away with women's rights. Now, I know he has spoken out about taking federal funding away from Planned Parenthood, which a lot of people...
Good!
A lot of people are like, I do not want my tax dollars going to Planned Parenthood, period.
So, exclamation point!
Exactly. And then if Planned Parenthood is so, you know, hard up for cash, why are they paying the leader like more than $1 million a year? I forget her name, but then they're always having these big parties with their celebrities and their celebrity endorsements. It's like,
here's an idea. How about George Soros can fund Planned Parenthood? How about that?
Exactly.
You don't need to take my money.
Exactly, or Bill Gates, who, you know, thinks there's too many people in the world.
He wants to vaccinate everyone five times before the first month of their life. So, I mean, you know, how about he funds Planned Parenthood if it's so great? I mean, you care about these people, Soros and Gates. Fund Planned Parenthood then. Quit taking our money. That's illegal and unconstitutional to me. America Ferreira, she's some actress. She says, since the election, so many fear that their voices will go unheard. No, we're hearing you cry. We're just laughing.
Well, that's what's funny is that since the election, the Hollywood voices are going unheard because people are just sick and tired of being lectured by these Hollywood elites.
I can't.
Now, I know that we have another Alex Jones report that he's filed on China communism and the South China Sea, and we were just discussing that, and I would love to get his breakdown on that situation there, if you want to. All right, well, let's go ahead and hear what Alex has to say about the situation in the South China Sea.
Communist China is the existential threat. Communist China was set up in power in 1949 by the Western powers, by the CIA, by the robber barons. China came out just yesterday, their official government newspaper, the People's Daily, and said, we are the champions of globalism and global government. We will prop up this worldwide system. Well, absolutely. They've been given both ends of the Panama Canal. They've been given all the major deep water ports. They've been given a global monopoly on rare earth minerals because they've made deals with Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan and the big central banks to leverage out economic control of the planet. Now, there was a public deal going back to the 70s, back when George Herbert Walker Bush was the main ambassador to China when Nixon set up this deal, that they would be set up as an economic superpower by the 21st century being dominant. It'd be the Chinese century. There's been literally thousands of articles, CFR reports on this, but the public isn't really aware of these deals that were made. They weren't official treaties, but they were deals. And in the deal, it was established that they wouldn't ever expand out of their own country and that they wouldn't dominate the South China Sea and that they wouldn't dominate Japan and that they wouldn't be a major military power, but they could have nuclear weapons to, quote, defend themselves from Russia. Because, believe it or not, the Chinese have a real issue with the Russians more than us. We kicked the Japanese out in World War II. Again, our government put Mao Zedong in power. That was declassified a decade ago, actually more than a decade ago, I guess 2004, so 12 years ago. And John Birch Society's been breaking that down since they were founded in the 1950s, expressly on the fact that our government had sold out to the communist Chinese. But that's a whole other subject, just giving credit where credit's due. Talk about being ahead of their time. And so the People's Daily last year said, we'll basically have war with you, we'll crush you, we're prepared for nuclear war, we're prepared for wars in the South China Sea or in the Pacific period, we'll take back any islands we want, we'll invade the Philippines. They've been extremely belligerent. Now, they've also come out and said, we're going to defend globalism as it falls apart in Europe and the United States. We're going to empower it. And the Davos group's been bragging about that, you name it. It's the globalists, multinationals with China and with the Islamicists against the rest of the world. The globalists double-crossed Russia as well. They had a deal going back to the early 1990s to not take over former Russian territories and Russian satellites, like Georgia and Ukraine and others, if Russia did not expand outside of its borders as well. That deal's been broken for about the last 10 years. I mean, in fairness to Obama, he didn't break it. Bush did. But it accelerated massively in the last year, and really the last eight. But in the last year, it has gone to the edge of war. So there's major jockeying, major political changes happening around the world, major realignments. But the United States, under a Trump presidency, is going to be realigned with the UK, countries that break away from the euro, with any other nations that want to work with us, with Japan and others. And it's China, the global bankers, to people like Soros, the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the same old combine, and the Islamicists. It's those three groups, that's the axis of evil, against the American Republic and our own global system of free trade and free markets and open governments, which was the original globalism that was being pushed by Eisenhower and others that then got hijacked. And instead of actually putting in good governments in the Middle East and places like that that were actually democratized and secular, by the 80s they reversed the program. Reagan really wasn't involved, but it happened. They reversed the program where they basically began to double-cross those nations and started putting actual tyrants in every time they could. So again, going back to Owen, the communist Chinese are openly, constantly threatening to attack the United States. They are constantly threatening and talking about how they can destroy us. They're using North Korea as a go-between group as well. So yes, these are real threats, and the American people are not made aware of them. What makes me angry is that they keep claiming in our news that the communist, Chinese aren't a threat while they're making these threats and while they're expanding, while telling us that Russia is the existential threat and has to be dealt with. It is absolutely critical that we inform our fellow Americans and other people around the world about what's happening. Also, leftist-controlled CNN always spins this, that we're anti-Chinese or anti-Asian. The communist Chinese have killed over 100 million of their own people, 80-plus million under Mao Zedong. Okay? So, let's be clear. This is not an anti-Asian operation or anti-Chinese operation. They're great people. They are under an exploitive, enslaved system that's being used to leverage out and take control of the world. Donald Trump is countering that and saying no more one-sided deals. Americanism, not globalism. But it is the communist Chinese, fascistic, crony capitalist model that is the enemy of any free, open society, and we must break its back and free the people of China. Back to Owen and the rest of the crew.
Thank you, Alex. Now, before we went to break, we were talking about some stuff that's going on right now in D.C. around the inauguration, and I wanted to talk about this story. Commanding General of D.C. National Guard to be removed from post. Now, I was reading the story, and I was actually glad that I talked about with this with Leanne before coming on air, because she actually reminded me about something that skipped my mind when I was reading this. How Trump has basically said all presidential appointments are essentially no longer effective as soon as he becomes president. So that explains the story more. But the interesting thing about this is in the Washington Post, and it's basically saying the D.C. National Guard Major General Oral Schwartz is being forced to remove at 12:01 p.m. That's right after Trump will be inaugurated. It talks about how he had a big hand in protecting the inauguration, everything from protests, you know, terrorists, whatever else is going on. You know, obviously working with the police department and FBI, et cetera, Secret Service. But it then goes on, and this was the part that was confusing to me, and then hearing you say what you think the reason is, and it makes sense, how come he wouldn't know this? He says, a quote, that he has not been told why he had to step down, and then he goes on to say, I'm a presidential nominee, therefore the president has the power to remove me. Do you think he's referring to Trump or Obama there? And do you think he knows that it was Trump's call to remove him? Or do you think maybe there's something else going on? Obviously, Trump has not reached out and talked to him.
Well, yeah. Was he given this order to be relieved at exactly 12:01 by President Obama, who's saying, you know what, take yourself out of there and let's see how much chaos we can create when the D.C. National Guard doesn't have a leader in place? Or is it because Donald Trump put out that call that all the presidential appointees needed to go as soon as he was nominated, as soon as he took his oath of office? So it'll be very interesting, especially when you consider the mass riots that are being called for with these people that are planning on protesting the inauguration. Protesters plan to paralyze the inauguration with traffic jams. They're wanting to turn this into a real cluster. Like, they're planning on getting a little bit violent. Some people obviously want to just peacefully protest. Meanwhile, Rosie O'Donnell is calling for martial law as a means to
she's nuts.
Delay the inauguration. She said, I'd be fully for imposing martial law to delay the inauguration. But that's the thing, is it would be the D.C. National Guard who would be called out to implement martial law. So it's very interesting. We're kind of stuck there in a quagmire with what's going on.
She is stuck in a quagmire called her own mind. But it's crazy. And again, we're going to be at the inauguration. Make sure that you're at Infowars.com and the Alex Jones channel on YouTube to keep up with all of our coverage there. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely wild. But it's already getting wild. We're already seeing the signs of it. You were talking about it. We're expecting, I think there might be millions of people there. I mean, this is going to be absolutely wild.
Well, yeah.
L.A. artist. I don't know if you saw this, Leah. An L.A. artist creates painting in blood as a Trump protest. A group of artists working on a Trump protest painting have now received more than 20 pints of blood that they are using to make the painting on the wall. How do you like that?
It's art.
This isn't a spirit cooking, mind you.
You just don't get it. It is art.
This isn't a spirit cooking. This is cutting yourself and then painting it on a wall to
in
protest
your own
Donald Trump.
Blood. And it's
how about this, Leanne? You think this will be effective?
It's just.
What do you think? You think a blood painting on the wall will do anything?
And say thank you so much. We are ready to move on to bigger and better.
You know what you're saying?
Because the social policies put in place in the last 8 years have turned people into freaking insane freaks.
You know what you're saying when you're making a Trump protest painting in blood? You know what you're actually saying? I'm crazy. I need help.
Help me.
That's what you're saying. Yeah. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm insane and I need help.
Well, they're willing to draw a little blood with these mass riots and these protests that they're planning.
Well, and then there was someone, one of the major organizers of a protest was asked about violence, and he was basically kind of saying, well, you know, we're not condoning it, but, you know, it's going to happen. So, okay, good for you.
They hope
now,
to stop his swearing in.
Here's what I would hope for you, though. I would hope that you don't plan any violence around the Bikers for Trump, because most of those guys are probably some big bad dudes who you don't want to mess with. Bikers for Trump vow to defend Trump inauguration. They are going to form a wall of protection. Chris Cox, Biker for Trump founder, has said that this is their plan during Trump's inauguration. I can't wait. I'm excited to see the Bikers for Trump, and I hope maybe a couple of them want to form a wall around me, because I have a feeling that I'm going to be a target. Final segment of the Alex Jones Show on the other side. Owen Schroyer, Leanne McAdoo with you for 5 more minutes.
You ever wonder what happened to America?
Because of what we did on this day, change has come to America.
Something's wrong, and we all know it. I'm Charlie Daniels, and I'm here to tell you about it.
The nation has been hijacked by international forces bent on global governance.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. God was in school, morality had a future, and beef was for supper. Revelation, dawn of global government.
We're the solution, Americans. Ain't nothing more to it than that.
Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, and Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie, .info. Americans need to see this film. Revelation, the movie, .info. Let's fix it.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And because Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular set, complete with a razor, one of their world-famous blades, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free if you cover shipping. A total value of $20 at no cost to you with code 0606 at checkout. Their way of saying thank you for trying them. How is Harry's able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures the blades. That's how. Go to Harry's.com now and enter code 0606 at checkout to claim your free trial set and post-shave balm. That's Harry's.com. Code 0606.
Offer not valid in all states where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 45cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow, as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless regardless of your credit history. Visit 45cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income, and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 45cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 45cash.com. Type www.45cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 45cash.com. 45cash.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show, fourth hour, final segment. Owen Schroer, Leanne McAdoo with you. And in case you haven't heard, we have some amazing body armor available right now at InfoWarsStore.com. The most advanced body armor on the market right now, and it is being sold at a ridiculous price. This is some of the lightest, most comfortable body armor that you can find on the market, and it's also some of the strongest, too. And it's amazing to think that you might need something like this, but this is the times that we live in. Obviously, you know, it's amazing, you know, the shooting that just happened at the Fort Lauderdale airport. You talk about, you know, David talks about getting that, the backpack, body armor that we have that's just basically a flat shield that you can put in the backpack to protect your child if they're at the airport or a school shooting. We've obviously, you know, seen these things happen in the past, but it's amazing. You know, we live in these times where you might need body armor. And I was just thinking about this, how that whole Fort Lauderdale shooting kind of just ended up being a 24-hour news cycle story. But there's a reason why people want to get body armor like this, because they want to be able to wear it. They want it to be practical, but they want it to protect them. They want it to save their life. And that's what this body armor can do for you. Again, this is some of the most advanced body armor that you can find at the best price. Protect yourself. Protect your children. Go check it out, InfoWarsStore.com. Check out that body armor. I promise you, just like the DNA Force, soon they'll be talking about this as groundbreaking. Well, we broke it first.
That backpack could also be really good during these protests coming up, too.
You know what? I'm glad you said that.
Protect all of your equipment there from any of the gas canisters that might be fired at protesters. So,
a lot of journalists out there
might need...
I'm going to have to wear a helmet.
Yeah.
You're
definitely going to be...
My goodness, it's going to be crazy.
All right, what do we want to finish off with? Let's see, Leanne. Oh, actually, I wanted to mention this. It is now official. The House has joined the Senate in approving the 2017 budget blueprint, the first step towards dismantling the Affordable Care Act. So there you go. It's now final. They've held the vote on both sides. Nanny, nanny, boo, boo, liberal tears will water my garden for the entire year.
I'm a little bit. I saw Rand Paul standing up against that and just being very disappointed with how much debt that is going to levy to the American taxpayer with that budget. So,
well, unfortunately,
we'll talk a little more about that on the nightly news tonight.
Unfortunately, that debt is so out of control, and it's going to take more than just one aspect of government spending to reel that problem.
Pints of our blood.
20 pints of blood for an anti-Trump protest that says nothing more than I'm crazy. Good luck with that. Hey, wasn't Whoopi Goldberg supposed to leave the country if Donald Trump won? Unfortunately, I think she's still here, and she's decided to open her big mouth again. Whoopi Goldberg isn't here for Kanye West's recent comments, calls him an idiot boy. So now Whoopi Goldberg is calling out Kanye West for trumping while black. And again, I'm pretty sure Whoopi Goldberg was one of the celebrities who said they would leave the country if Trump won. What did you? Yeah, there she is right there. Aw, poor little Whoopi. I guess things are better in America after
Whoopi.
Aren't things nice in America after all, Whoopi? That's
we had Steve
nice.
Harvey actually just left the Trump Tower and said he had a great meeting with him, and he thinks that he's a real deal. So I think there's a lot of people out there that are not afraid of trumping while black.
And that's the thing, too, is once the people meet Trump and speak to him, they're like, oh, the media was lying. This is actually a nice guy.
Yep.
Here you go, though. Burning memorabilia. The Chargers are now leaving Chicago, and what are football fans in San Diego doing? They're burning all their memorabilia. These people care more about losing their football team than losing their country, their freedom, or their future. This is what needs to change in this country. Thank you, Leanne.
Thank you,
David Knight. Thank you, Alex. Thank you to the entire crew. The Alex Jones Show will be back next Monday. It's inauguration week next week, folks. Nightly News Tonight, 7 p.m.
Who's that Sunday?
Oh, yeah. Sunday show.
Texas Communications Radio Network.